Hi, this is Reverend Kip Laxon. I'm the senior pastor at Muncie Memorial United Methodist Church in Johnson City, Tennessee. And this is my podcast of my weekly sermons. I've entitled this podcast, Preaching Now. Thank you for joining me, and I take you now to the live worship service at Muncie Memorial. Preaching Now with Pastor Kip Laxon.
Many years ago, I was decorating the house for Christmas. My wife and I were working diligently to get ready for family to come, to get everything in place as it should be. And I had a string of multiple lights spread out across my living room floor. They weren't working. And so I was going one at a time, trying to figure out which one of the culprits it was that wasn't allowing my lights to light up. And just let me say that I think that pre-lit Christmas trees are a thing of God. But of course, we didn't have those then, and so I was having to work hard to track it down. And it didn't seem to matter how meticulously I wound those Christmas lights the year before when I took down the decorations. Somehow, some way, when I took them out again the following year, they were in some type of bangled, jangled mess. And so here I was, frustrated, working hard. And my little daughter, 33 years old now, but just a little girl then, she was trying to help me. And in reality, she wasn't helping me much. She was kind of in the way, but I was working around her and trying to get it together. And the frustration was building. And finally, she came over to me. I was down on the floor. And she got right up under me, and right in my face, she looked at me and she said, "Daddy, you don't have the Christmas joy on your face. Out of the mouths of babes, it is true." And sometimes we find ourselves in this rushed season asking ourselves, what does joy have to do with it, really? Joy, that is the center of everything about Christmas, and yet how fleeting it is. We're trying to find that feeling, that warm fuzzy. But in reality, the joy of this season, the joy of this day, the joy of tomorrow doesn't have anything really to do with us. It's not something we manufacture. It's not something we produce. It's about what God has done. So tonight on this Christmas Eve, I've come tonight to tell you what joy has to do with it. And what this joy is really all about. And I want to do it in three ways. First is this. Christmas joy, the joy of Christmas, is the birth of a son. Think about that for a moment. Christmas is the joy of the birth of a son. And if ever there was a time in our culture, in our society, when we need to be reminded of that, it is now, because it seems that we celebrate and focus on everything else but the fact that at the center of this story is the birth of a son, the Son of God, who often is forced to take a back seat or sidelined and sometimes completely left out of the celebration for many about Christmas. I sat down the other day and I thought about what that might look like, what that does look like. You know, I have so many warm feelings from my childhood about the visit of Santa Claus. You and I both know that though that's certainly a part of our history and tradition, that's not really it at all. And so I thought about it this way. When I say that Christmas is the joy of a birth of a son, the Son of God, I think about it like this. See if this resonates with you. Santa lives at the North Pole, but the Son of God lives at the center of our very lives. Santa rides in a sleigh, but the Son of God rides on the wind and walks on the water and speaks, "Peace be still," to our troubled lives. Santa comes once a year, but the Son of God is present in every moment, an ever-present help in a time of trouble. Santa fills our stockings with goodies, but the Son of God supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Santa comes down the chimney, but the Son of God stands at the door of our heart and knocks and enters when we say, "Come in." Santa says, "You better watch out, and you better not cry." But the Son of God says, "Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you." Santa's little helpers make toys and other fun things. The Son of God makes life new, mends the broken places in our heart, and repairs our troubled souls. And last but not least, I like to say, you usually have to stand in line to see Santa, but the Son of God is as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, as close as the breath in our lungs. No, you see, Christmas joy. Christmas is the joy of the birth of a son. There's another thing about this joy that I come to declare to you tonight. And not just that Christmas is the joy of a birth of a son, but Christmas is the joy of the beauty of a song. What would Christmas be without the music? I mean, think of all the carols that we've just shared and we'll share tonight, and all the songs of the season. Christmas itself is wrapped up in so much music, so much singing, so much joy, so much song. And yet how easy it is for us to miss that melody of heart that is about that joy. You remember the Grinch? He's a mean one. Mr. Grinch. He lived on the hill overlooking Whoville. And he was perturbed by the celebration of all the Whos, with all their Christmas trees and all of their decorations and all of their joy. And what does he decide to do? He and his little buddy, he dressed up like a reindeer, decide to go down on Christmas Eve and steal everything. And they do. While everybody's sleeping in Whoville, they take all the trees and all the decorations and all the presents, and then they scurry back up to the hill and hide in the cave, thinking that they have robbed them of Christmas. Do you remember what they did, the Whos, when they woke up on Christmas morning and discovered that all the trees were gone and all their decorations were gone and all their presents were gone? What did they do? Do you remember? Dr. Seuss said that they gathered in a great circle, the tall and the small, and they join hands, and they begin to sing. No Christmas trees, no beautiful choirs, no organs, no celebration, no decorations, nothing. But what did they do? They gathered together, and they begin to sing. Christmas is the joy, the beauty of a song. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages. It came without boxes or bags. And he puzzled for hours until his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought it must be something more. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, is a whole lot more. What was it? It was the song. What song are you singing? Is your favorite one for this season Blue Christmas? Or is yours Joy to the World, for the Lord has come? Christmas is the joy of a birth of a son. Christmas is the joy of the beauty of a song. But one other thing I'll say tonight, as I come to declare to you what this joy is really all about, what does joy have to do with it? Christmas is the joy of the blessings of a Savior. We all need saving. I do. I look in the mirror every morning and wonder, what does God see in me? I look at you and I can see what God sees in you. Truly, he comes as a Savior. And you know, if we're gonna talk about classics like the Grinch, then we also need to talk about that great classic, about Charlie Brown. Quite a theologian, that Charlie Brown. Charles Schulz, a man of deep Christian faith, sought to depict so many stories of life. And in the Christmas story of Charlie Brown, you remember the Peanuts gang, Woodstock and Snoopy and Lucy and Violet. And of course, there's Charlie Brown and his friend Linus. Linus Van Pelvet, to be exact. Linus is always carrying with him a little blue blanket. Every time Linus is depicted, he's carrying this blanket, both in cartoons and television style, but also in the printed forms of the cartoons. Linus, the friend of Charlie Brown, always has his blanket. Did you know? I didn't know this until some time ago. There's only one time in the history of Linus that he ever let go of his blanket. In A Charlie Brown Christmas, you may remember the story, Charlie Brown is given the job of organizing the Christmas pageant for the Peanuts gang, and it's not going well. There's nothing but chaos, not the good kind of chaos, but everybody's bickering and fighting and fussing at each other, and they're all taking it out on Charlie Brown. And finally, in desperation, they've gathered at the auditorium to practice where they're going to put on the show, the play, the pageant. And in utter anguish, Charlie Brown cries out, "Can anybody tell me what Christmas is really all about?" And Linus, the little boy with the little blanket, he says, "I can tell you what Christmas is about, Charlie Brown." And he walks out to the center stage, and he says, looking upward, "Lights, please." And the light comes on, and Linus says, "They were in the same country, shepherds, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you: you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly with the angel there was a multitude of heavenly hosts saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward all people.'" And then he turned and walked back and said, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. But if you watch that very carefully, very closely, you'll notice that as Linus is holding that blanket and he steps up to recite that glorious scripture from the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, he lets go of the blanket and declares the gospel story. And when he's finished, he turns and picks it up again to stand beside his friend Charlie Brown. Charles Schulz was asked once in an interview why it is that that's the only time Linus dropped the blanket. And Schulz said, "Because we come to Christ in faith and in trust, and we don't need any other form of security. We all have our security blankets, those things that we hold tightly to that we think are so sure, so strong, but they will fail us. We hold tightly to so many things in this world that we think this is where it's at, but they will fail us. But when we come to Christ, we can let go of everything we think that is secure, stand in His presence, and proclaim the gospel truth, the Christmas joy of the beauty of a Savior. For unto you is born this day, to you, to me." We let go of all the things we've been holding tightly to, and we find our meaning and we purpose in Him. That means that tonight, the real prayer we all ought to pray is simple. Here it is. Are you ready? "Lights, please." "And He who is the light of the world will dispel all the darkness in this place." In the name of the Father, and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let it go. The joy. Lights, please. You who are the light, come and lighten our darkness. Amen.